Now, Wisconsin had its first wolf hunt in several years a few months ago, and state officials are starting to take feedback on how it went. Some in the state are upset because state-licensed hunters went over the quota, harvesting nearly double the number they were allotted. But other hunters say the just over 200 wolves killed were in line with the state's goals overall, arguing the wolf population won't be hurt. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you participate in the February wolf hunt? If so, how did it go? Do you think there should be another wolf hunt this fall? If you've been following this issue, how do you think the state should determine the right number of wolves and whether to allow a wolf hunt in the first place? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. George Meyer is the executive director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation. He's the former secretary of the state's Department of Natural Resources. George, welcome back to the show.
Good to talk to you again, Rob.
Well, George, the fundamental issue here in a lot of ways is what is the right wolf population for Wisconsin? Can you talk about some of the factors that go into figuring out what the right number or, I guess, range of numbers should be?
Well, there's really, I would say, about three different factors. One is the long-term trend of how healthy the wolves are in the state in terms of reacting to temperatures and weather conditions, their food, any diseases or whatever. And from that standpoint, the Wisconsin wolf population is very healthy and significantly growing population. But in terms of what is the right number long term, there's really two factors. One is the what's called a biological carrying capacity, and that is what is the habitat available to wolves, and is there enough habitat for the population, or is there are you starting to run out of quality habitat? Well, in this state, there is significant habitat for wolves, and you've seen the population grow dramatically. The other constraint, and this is the one that gets controversial, is what is the social carrying capacity? And virtually every species ends up having to be discussed in terms of what the social carrying capacity is. In other words, what impact and interactions are there between humans and species? And that's true for deer populations, auto accidents, crop damage. It is for bear populations, nuisances caused by bear, etc. Well, there also is social carrying capacity for the gray wolf in this state. And at least right now, it's more viewed in terms of what is its impact on agriculture, and not agriculture necessarily across the whole territory, but in individual farms and regions that have wolf populations. In addition, what impact is it having on other human uses, whether it's hunting dogs, pets, horses, pets, and even to some extent, what are its interactions with humans out hiking or whatever. And Wisconsin over the last many years has put down packs because they've become too comfortable and start tracking and following humans. So there's this combination of general health of the population, the biological carrying capacity, and the social carrying capacity. And the controversial one is always the social.
Now, George, we had this hunt in February. It was kind of back and forth on whether it was going to happen then at all or whether a hunt would wait till the fall. A target was set. Hunters got over it as it was sort of being called off because the numbers were being hit. As you look back at that February hunt, what do you make of how it went?
Well, it was a poorly planned hunt from the start. At this time, or spring of last year, the Secretary of Interior said the wolf was going to be delisted at the end of the year. And while that wasn't a final decision, there should have been contingency planning with the stakeholders about how that season should be planned, including the required consultation with the tribes. And the end of the year meant it was going to open up in the middle of the statutorily required season. Well, that planning wasn't done, and then a lawsuit was filed, and not surprisingly, the judge ruled against the department. And then the second problem occurred. I personally believe that the permit ratio set by DNR staff at 10 to 1 was too many permits even for the hunt, because that was based on the earlier seasons, which did not have much hunting with dogs, which is extremely fast and a rapid way of harvest. And then compounding it is the Natural Resources Board, without any background in science, doubled it, number of permits, from 10 to 1 to 20 to 1. So it was no surprise to people familiar with this that there was going to be a very rapid harvest, and one that could not be controlled by the 24-hour notice period, which did work in the seasons in 2012, 2013, 2014. But there was no way that in fact the 24-hour notice would have stopped the overharvest that took place.
Talking to George Meyer, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, former Secretary of the State's DNR, looking at the wolf hunt we had in the state in February, another one possible in the fall. The DNR now looking back at how that hunt went and forward to see if a hunt's going to happen, what the numbers should be in that hunt. And George, concerns raised now because those numbers were exceeded during, as I understand, wolf breeding season. There are concerns that the numbers taken would damage the overall population. I know others saying, nope, our numbers are still pretty strong. What do you look at there?
Well, you have to distinguish between what the quota was, which was 200, which was 119 for the state, and that is what the state permit should have limited to. You had the tribal number, but the total allowed, or the population, DNR had calculated the total 200 as not having a substantial adverse effect long term on the population. And one thing people have kept in mind, this population is growing. It's not static. Last year, the population actually grew 13%. So while it clearly was over the quota, I do believe that, in fact, it will not have any significant adverse long-term impact on the population. What it should dictate, though, I believe personally, is that any fall hunt should have a relatively conservative number compared to what otherwise it would have if there had not been this harvest earlier this year.
And you mentioned that 10 to 1 ratio turning into 21. I want to make sure I have this right, George. That means the number of permits issued as a ratio to the number of wolves that the DNR actually wants to see taken. Do I have that right?
That is correct. And they said 10 to 1. That was probably too high a number, as I indicated. But it was not nearly as severe an excess as the 20 to 1 that the Natural Resources Board jumped to without a staff recommendation or any science.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Gary is with us in Brookfield. Gary, hi.
Hi. Hey, George, I wanted to make mention of a fact that I saw in the Outdoor News just recently, and I wonder if you can confirm it. It said that Wisconsin has the second highest population of wolves of any state in the U.S., the highest being Minnesota, and that Wisconsin had approximately four times as many wolves as the state of Wyoming, and that's inclusive of all the wolves that people go to watch in Yellowstone.
Those
Do you believe
are
that's
correct
an
numbers.
Accurate figure?
Those are correct numbers. The Wisconsin does have a very high population of wolves. And, one of the concerns is, and especially as the wolves are moving south, we're starting to get more interactions with citizens and farmers and whatever. So that's where that social caring capacity comes into play, and there needs to be management, professional management, to assure that there can be a tolerable number of wolves in the state, considering the impacts they can have on especially agriculture and other human interactions.
Thanks for that call. And my producer mentions that's of the lower 48. Alaska would have more wolves, substantially more than any other state. Talking to George Meyer, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, with us today to talk about the future of Wisconsin's wolf hunt. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you want the wolf hunt to look like in Wisconsin in the future? Are you against having one at all? If you're a member of a tribal group, what do wolves mean to you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk now about Wisconsin's wolf hunt with George Meyer, former Secretary of the State DNR, current head of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation. And you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts and your questions about gray wolves in Wisconsin and the recently reinstated hunting season for them. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls now. Lexi is with us in Elkhorn. Lexi, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I was just wondering if the guests knew what the population of wolves was before pre-European contact and colonization. So what would it be before human settlement all over Wisconsin? And cougars, too, if he knows anything about that. So if we're talking about how big the population is now, what would it be without humans here? And how did that impact the wildlife and benefit deer herd populations and other wildlife populations?
Lexi, thanks for that call. So Lexi, wondering what we know about the time before European settlement when Native Americans were the only people here, George.
I don't know what that population was. And I, you know, there may probably are estimates out there and judgments. The one thing to keep in mind is if you're looking at Wisconsin pre-settlement would have substantially more wolf habitat than it does now. I mean, there's stories, and I think by the history of where I grew up in New Holstein and Kahneman County, when the settlers got there, there were wolves, and clearly it's an area that doesn't have any wolves today. And, you know, throughout the state, there would have been a wolf range. So I think it'd be very hard to compare. I know that, in fact, the estimates, I can't give numbers, that the deer population in this country is higher, is estimated to be higher now than the than pre-settlement. But I would not know what, and I'm sure clearly that would be the case for wolves also. But I can't give a precise number, and there may be one, but I do not know where it is.
Thanks a lot for the call, Lexi. And George, I know part of the story here is wolves as predators of deer. And I've seen arguments, hey, we need more wolves to act as a natural predator for the deer herd to keep it from getting out of control. I know that's an issue for hunters sometimes who who want people to be the main predators, in effect, of deer. How do you balance that out?
The major way of managing the deer herd and keeping the population down clearly is through hunting, just by sheer numbers of the individuals that are out hunting over 500,000. That is the major method to keep the deer herd in within its habitat numbers. Clearly, wolves do have an impact on deer population. On the total wide population, it's a relatively small impact. Where it has an impact as far as hunting is, if you have a traditional hunting area, maybe where you've hunted for years or your family did, there's a deer camp or it's a farm or whatever, if you have a wolf pack nearby, that's going to negatively have an impact on your hunting experience. But in terms of the total impact on deer populations, it is not very significant compared to, well, even some other predators or humans as a predator, if you will.
Talking to former State DNR Secretary George Meyer, now current head of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, looking at the wolf population, the gray wolf population in Wisconsin, and the wolf hunt back in February and in the future. Back to your calls now. Bill is with us in Sheboygan Falls. Bill, hi.
Hello. And first, I'd like to say George Meyer is a treasure. He's a wonderful and a continuous asset to wildlife in Wisconsin. So that's a comment. Now, two more comments, really. I'd like to see the wolf hunter shortened, the period of time in which it's legal to hunt wolves. And second, I'd like, along with that, to avoid as much as possible the breeding season. George, I'd appreciate your comments.
Bill, thanks for the call. George, shorter and avoid breeding season, Bill says, for the wolf hunt.
Well, Bill, thank you for the kind remarks. The season that was, this was not proposed by the DNR. It didn't come from professional biologists. This was set by the legislature with, candidly, very little input from DNR to start. It is a very long season. And clearly, from the experiences of the 4 years there's been a hunt, 2012 through 14, which I think the hunt was rough, just a little bit over a month then, that didn't have dog hunting with hounds, that had basically trapping and set hunting by without dogs, that at the most went anywhere from, in some zones, a week or two to 6 weeks at most. And of course this year with the hound season, that was basically a day and a half, 2 day season. So I think there is merit to that there are to the point that the season's too long. Now, from a practical standpoint, though, there if goals are set, the season can be shut off at any time. Now, you have to have the right number of permits issued, not over-issue permits, but it can be controlled by the 24-hour closure period. And that's a technique that can work and did work for 3 years, but you have to have the right amount of permits out there. And the 24-hour closure is something that's used in other seasons. The most known one is that's how the sturgeon season is managed, and that is a very limited harvest species. So statutorily, it's too long, but from a practical standpoint, there is a it should be closed normally way before the breeding period would take place.
Thanks for the call. We've got time for one more caller. Norm is with us in Oneida County. Norm, hello.
Hello. Some of the things I was going to cover are already covered. I'm against the hunting season on wolves. I believe when our settlers first got to Wisconsin, we had between 4,000 and 5,000 wolves. Certainly, they don't expect that today. But the wolf has a necessary and a rightful place in our environment. George mentioned the wolves help keep the deer under control and so on. But I'm trying to say is I'm against the hunting season on wolves.
Norm, thanks a lot for the call. George, in our last minute or so, it seems like there's a commitment to making sure we don't lose the wolf again, right? Even if we do have some hunting season?
Definitely. And one thing I'd like to emphasize is hunters don't, and obviously I work with hunting organizations, are not opposed to having wolves in the state. I'm sure there are some, but the great majority of hunters respect the rule and the importance of having this species in the state. It's a matter of, like any other species, proper management so that you can have this population within what is a socially acceptable number. And that's what this whole issue is. As you can hear from the public, there's a wide divergence of opinion on what that number is. DNR is going through its development of its wolf management plan. There's a public comment period right now that people can go to the DNR website and take a survey and comment so DNR can get the broad perspective of what should go into that wolf management plan, including population levels.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to our guest, George Meyer, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, talking about the wolf hunt in Wisconsin. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time.